Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into Monday, February 2nd, 2026, second half hour of hour number one. I got a text message from Officer Rick. Now, you have to understand, Officer Rick has been involved in Livingston County politics for a long time, just like we've been engaged starting in Grand Traverse County and then moving to Antrim County, becoming delegates every single two-year cycle, getting voted on to be a precinct delegate, going to county conventions, which, by the way, your call to conventions have gone out for those of you who are precinct delegates. It's going to be this coming fourth Thursday in February. 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. It is February the 26th at 7 o'clock. You should have received a call to convention already, either by email or by snail mail, to come to the location where your county is holding the convention, 7 p.m. Now, Rick says, by the way, loud and clear on Simple Radio from off-duty today, we as delegates need to work on getting the vote out, just like the presidential election this year. It is just as critical, or even more critical, than the last presidential election, November 5th, 2024. Absolutely agree with you, Rick, 1,000%. That's why we're doing these events. That's why we're doing these forums. That's why we are doing all of this. We need people to be engaged, informed, and knowing exactly what's going on. And then share it. You got to absolutely share it and make sure that you share the information and tell people how important it is to make sure that they get out to vote. Now, this past Saturday, I was down and I attended the 9th Congressional District Michigan Republican Party's debate forum that they held for the Secretary of State's race. Kind of interesting because Monica Yutuma was there, Amanda Love was there, but Macomb County Clerk, Register of Deeds, Anthony Ferlini, wasn't. So I texted him during the beginning of the event, and I asked him point blank, where are you? Why are you not here at this debate? Well, about 15 minutes later, he came back, and this is what he texted me. Hey, Randy, I have three events on the west side of the state. Unfortunately, the schedules didn't match up. I've done 20 cities in 6 days. Right now, I'm in Grand Rapids, heading to Plainwell, and then Cassopolis. I can't even say that one. Cassopolis. He said that I'm traveling, and they knew it. So I responded, gotcha. Understand. Well, it was a missed opportunity, and a lot of his supporters were there, And as the moderators basically attacked him for not being there, they tried to defend him from the audience. And it was the attorney, Dr. John Eastman, who basically cut them off. He said, listen, he knew ahead of time when this was going to be. The three of us up here, Seth Kessel, myself, and Laura Logan, are very busy. And we're not even running for this office. We made time in our schedules to get here. And that's what he should have done. At one point, they, the moderators, even gave the two candidates who did show up, Amanda Love and Monica Yatuma, the opportunity to say something about Orlini not being there. Well, very interesting forum, but honestly, I have to say something. The moderators spent too much time on themselves. Instead of asking questions and getting answers from the candidates, they opined, gave opening statements about their resumes, and also they made comments during the questioning. They didn't just simply ask questions. All about themselves and not focused on the two candidates who did show up. Well, in the end, they had these voting stones that you could put into a canister out by the exit. The two canisters that were there was Monica Yatuma's and Amanda Love's. Amanda got a lot of votes from Forlini's people because she refused to say anything negative about Anthony not being there. Monica somewhat attacked him for it. She agreed with the moderators. Amanda and her took the time to show up. He should have made it a priority. It's basically what she said. Well, as a result, all the Forlini supporters voted for Amanda Love. In the end, it was 122 votes cast for Amanda Love to 104 for Monica Yatuma. But, and I'm going to text this down to Dave and Barb Ajima, there is another one tomorrow night. This is going to be in the, I believe, Grand Rapids area. Let's see. Yes. 4273 Alpine Avenue Northwest, Grand Rapids, Michigan. West Michigan Pizza and Politics invited candidates for Secretary of State Anthony Forlini, Amanda Love, and Monica Yatuma. The event is going to be moderated by former gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon. Free pizza and meet and greet starts at 5:30. The debate will start at 6:15. Also invited are the attorney general candidates, U.S. Senate candidates, gubernatorial candidates, as well as the university candidate. They will have tables and they will deliver remarks after the debate while the vote count is tallied up. So if you'd like this flyer sent to you, text me, let's do GR for Grand Rapids. That's where the event's going to be held. So I want to make sure you guys are aware of it and let everybody you know down in the Grand Rapids and surrounding areas know about it as well. Because this is going to be a fantastic opportunity to come see these folks, listen to them, hear what they have to say about these questions being asked by Tudor Dixon, and to see whether or not Anthony Forlini shows up, as well as Amanda Love, Monica Yatuma, and all the other candidates. Meet and greet West Michigan Pizza and Politics. So it's going to be very interesting, very, very interesting to see the results of that one. I'm not able to make that one, tomorrow night. So if any of you can go, give me a field report so I can announce it on Wednesday's show, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, one of the things that also came out on Friday, let's see, do we have enough time? This one I can get started, and we'll finish it in the last segment. And this is kind of interesting, because the Attorney General's office, Dana Nessel, sent a demand letter to Goshen at the request of the Michigan Strategic Fund. You remember the battery plant down in Green Township. Goshen, the company that had ties to the Communist China Party, received some money from the Michigan Strategic Fund. Well, the Attorney General on Friday asked Goshen for immediate repayment of more than $23.67 million that was provided to them by the Michigan Strategic Fund under their Strategic Site and Readiness Program grant. This was a grant, free money. The demand was made in a letter on Friday at the request of the Michigan Strategic Fund, giving the company 30 calendar days to send a check made payable to the state of Michigan via the Assistant Attorney General James Ziemer, who authored the letter. In September, the Michigan Strategic Fund notified Goshen's Chuck Thielen that it was going to terminate the $125 million critical industry program award, also canceling another $50 million in state funding, and seeking a full repayment of the $26.4 million that had already been sent. The legislature and Governor Gretchen Whitmer approved $715 million in incentives in total for Goshen to build an electric vehicle battery plant in Green Charter Township. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com.
Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one here on this Monday. Well, the legislature, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, as I said previously, approved $715 million in incentives for Goshen to build this electric vehicle battery plant in Green Charter Township. However, the project was quickly met with local opposition. You may remember that a lot of concerned citizens totally upset with this project being shoved down their throats, basically by the state of Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Michigan Strategic Fund, the Critical Industry Program Award, all the things that they were doing. Well, a group of them organized protest efforts, held rallies, actually made state headlines statewide in all the papers. Even Congressman John Molinar was at many of these rallies and was very vocal against it. Well, in the end, the main leaders of this group of the opposition recalled the sitting board, the township supervisor, clerk, treasurer, and the trustees, and they were voted out of office in a recall election. They completely replaced their entire township government. Immediately, they revoked the previous board's approval of the project. Well, Goshen filed a lawsuit to recoup monetary damages from the township, since due to their change of position of the approval, the project was quote unquote no longer viable. So they filed a motion seeking damages. They did that back on January 21st. Well, kind of interesting, 9 days later, Attorney General Dana Nessel files this demand letter. They want a check for $23.67 million, which, by the way, I don't know where you came up with that number, Dana, because they've already received $26.4 million. I don't know why you're giving them almost a $3 million discount. But anyway, the letter went out, and the respondent, Chuck Thielen, Goshen's CEO, didn't respond for comment. They reached out to him, wanted to get a comment for the story. And very simply, he didn't respond. So, kind of interesting little side story that occurred on Friday afternoon. Real quick, short story. Benton Harbor drinking water lawsuits will continue after the appeals court decision. Lawsuits against the Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, EGLE, arising out of the elevated lead levels in Benton Harbor's city water, will continue after an appeals panel denied the state's request to dismiss the case. The Michigan Court of Appeals panel held that the Court of Claims properly conducted and concluded that the state's evidence did not eliminate factual questions arising from their residents' claims. Judges Daniel Korobin and Ali Maldonado held that there were remained unresolved factual allegations related to whether state officials fraudulently concealed risk that caused the plaintiff's injury to their bodily integrity as a result. The Court of Claims properly denied the state's motion to dismiss the lawsuit. Also, appeals judge Christopher Murray agreed with that conclusion. However, he would have dismissed the claim alleging inverse condemnation because it exceeded the six-month statute of limitations. The state argued that the residents were aware of lead in their drinking water back in October of 2018. When, excuse me, the city distributed a public advisory letter with that information, including advising users to reduce your risk of lead exposure by running the water to very stable and cold temperatures and using bottled water when preparing baby formula. Well, the lawsuit is going to continue. And it looks like we'll go to the Michigan Supreme Court. They are in the process of seeing the case being elevated due to statements that were made back in October of 2021 when Governor Gretchen Whitmer issued an executive declaration declaring the water unsafe to drink and authorized a bottled water emergency. Case will continue. Man, this is going to cost the state of Michigan a ton of money. Flint water crisis all over again. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders.